Welcome to Shelby Podcast, a production of Shelby Systems Media. And now here's your host, Don Olson.
Merry Christmas. Today we'll be talking with the Shelby Systems Education Team. They will give us their top 10 year-end tips, both financial and non-financial, and then we'll wrap things up with some Christmas thoughts. Jeff Johnson is a frequent guest on Shelby Podcast. Welcome back, Jeff. All right, let's get started with your top 10 year-end tips. What do you have for us for number 10, Jeff?
Well, thanks for having me back, Don. Glad to have this chance to share some tips to make the year-end process go as smoothly as possible. The first tip I have to share is the first step anyone should take before starting the year-end process. Back up your database. I suggest making a backup of your data before any major process, such as purging names from GlobalFile or using the General Ledger Closing Procedures utility to roll balances forward to the new year. Having a backup will give you security to know that you can go back to where you were should you discover any problems after you complete the process. Hopefully you'll never need it, but pulling the trigger on a one-way change like these in the database without a backup is a risk that no one should take.
Backup, that's a great place to start. All right, where do we go next? Moving right along, what is your number 9 tip for us?
Now, tip 9 is to be aware of the resources that are available to you as a customer for obtaining support. First, there are help files accessible within any Shelby Systems module by pressing the F1 key on your keyboard. Supplemental documents and direct access to the help files can be obtained by clicking on the help option at the top of any screen. And if you need further assistance, you can go online and access many of our options there. And in addition, the Shelby community is a great resource containing our knowledge base, which is, of course, searchable 24/7, so it's perfect for getting information after our business hours. And the community also offers user community forums, so users can help users. You can email support or use our online live Shelby support within regular support hours for those. Now, all these options enhance your ability to get assistance when you need it and however you want to get it. And I do recommend using these options before you call in for support, because at the end of the year, of course, support gets pretty slammed, so you'll save yourself some hold time if you try to use some of these options before giving us a call. But of course, you should call if you need some help that way too.
I think we're at number 8 now. Jeff, what is your next tip on your list of year-end tips?
A tip 8 is for those customers who use the contributions module, the general ledger, or both of them. I recommend signing up for the year-end webinars that are offered by the training department. There's going to be 2 of them, and in the first webinar, Ken Emmert, one of our consultant-level trainers, is going to be walking through the steps for the closing of the contribution year, running giving statements regarding contributions. Then the second is going to be going through the process of closing the fiscal year in the general ledger for running year-end reports in accounts payable, general ledger, accounts receivable, payroll, all those. So a refresher on these once-a-year processes can really help anyone do them with confidence. If you want more information on the webinars, they're available at the training pages of ShelbyInc.com.
All right, sounds like you're on a roll, Jeff. Let's keep going. Let's hear your number 7 year-end tip.
Tip 7 is to load the year-end update to the software. This is a critical step, especially for organizations that use payroll. Loading this year-end update after, of course, making a backup, ensures that you'll have the latest tax tables and tax forms for the year, things like the 1099 forms and W-2 forms, and any fixes that have been in place during the last update cycle. Many times, organizations will wait before loading the updates, but the year-end update is one that should be loaded as soon as possible. Of course, before loading the updates, make sure you do have a good backup of your database.
I think we may have time for one more tip on this show. We'll actually do the top 5 tips in part 2 of this program. Jeff, what is your number 6 year-end tip?
Number 6 is to use the end of the calendar year as a time to review the names in GlobalFile or membership to find people or organizations that need to have a change in status. Maybe they need to be purged from the system. Maybe they need to go from active to inactive in the membership module. The year-end is a good time to do some annual review of your data and records and make sure that everything's the way it needs to be. I've seen that in January, most church offices have a little bit of slowdown in their usually hectic pace, so it can be a good time to do maintenance on the database.
Don't miss out on our next show, where we will conclude this 2-part series on the top 10 year-end tips with the Shelby Systems Education Team. Until then, Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Shelby Podcast with your host, Don Alsop. Shelby Podcast is a copyrighted production of Shelby Systems Media and can be heard online at ShelbyInc.com/podcast, or you can download the program, copy it to your iPod or MP3 player, and listen at your convenience. Shelby Podcast is also available on iTunes. Make sure you click the RSS link so that you get each new show automatically. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another Shelby Podcast.